This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And now music live in our studio all the way from Puglia in southern Italy. The group is called Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino, or CGS. It's one of Italy's oldest traditional music ensembles, hailing all the way from Salento, deep in the heel of the Italian boot. CGS originally formed in 1975. Today, most of its members are younger than the group itself, and they're breathing new life into traditional southern Italian folk music. The group's performances have been described as fiery, electrifying, and passionate. They're performing tonight at Johnny D's in Somerville. Here they are performing live for us the traditional tune Domenica Mattina. Bravissimi, that was so great. Fantastic. That was Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino, a group all the way from southern Italy, way down in the heel of the Italian boot in Puglia. And let me introduce Mauro Durante, who's on violin and vocals. He speaks beautiful English. And Mauro, great to have you all. Why don't you start by introducing the members of the band?
Sure. Hi, all. So, Maria Mazzotta, vocals and castanets. Massimiliano Morabito, diatonic accordion, and Giulio Bianco, bagpipes and recorders, Giancarlo Paglialunga, vocals and tamburello, Emanuele Licci, vocals, guitar and bouzouki. And there is also in the band a dancer, Silvia Perrone.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that dancer in a little bit. Well, welcome all of you. It's great to have you. Mauro, tell us about this ancient folk ritual that inspires the music. It's called pizzica tarantata. Tell us what that is.
This is related to a very ancient and phenomenon called tarantismo. There was the belief that when you get beaten by a particular spider called Taranta. Then you fell down in a state of unconsciousness, disease, illness, and the only way you had to recover your full health was to dance for hours, days, weeks, expel the poison, exorcise the demon, the Taranta, that was actually possessing you, and then feel good again. That music was Pizzica Tarantata.
I see. And when you guys perform live, there is this sense almost of trance when you go. Is that right? I mean, it seems like when the dancers are going and the music is going and the rhythm is going, that it feels almost like a trance.
Yeah, that's correct. We are sure that even if time have changed and Tarantismo has died as it used to be, music still has the power to lead you somewhere else and to some way heal the today illnesses.
Yeah. Well, this group has a great history, and I understand in your family in particular. Could you tell me a little bit about the history of the group?
Sure. Back in 1975, when the band was founded by Rina Durante, a scholar and writer from Salento, the area where we come from, there were Daniele Durante and Rossella Pinto, my parents, and Roberto Licci, the father of Emanuele Licci, another member of the band. My father led the band until 2007, and then he decided to pass on me the direction, the leadership of the band. So we are second generation, renewing traditional songs and writing new compositions in tune with the everyday life.
So you grew up, obviously, with this music. It was the music of your parents and before, so this is a family business, really.
Yeah, I did.
That's great. Well, we'd love to hear another song, if we could. What are you going to play for us?
This song is written by us. It's called Fuoco d'Amore.
Fire of Love, right?
Right.
All right.
Era la noche de cuarta le stelle, era la noche de cuarta le stelle, ma io guardava chi è fuoco d'amore, ma io guardava chi è fuoco d'amore.
That was Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino performing live in our studio. That was the song Fuoco d'Amore, Fire of Love. They're going to be live tonight at Johnny D's in Somerville. You guys play with terrific energy. Mauro Durante is on violin and vocals, and he's talking to us about this great group which hails from Puglia in southern Italy. Wonderful energy. I'd love you to give me an idea. I've watched you guys on YouTube, and there's really fantastic energy when you perform. What's a CGS concert like? What can people expect at Johnny D's?
For sure, it's a concert full of energy, passion, and I mean, I guess that what's particular in our music is that the audience has the same importance as the band.
Uh-huh.
Because this is a music, a culture, a dance that has to be shared to be fully enjoyed. So it's a very enjoyable music, it's joyful and easy to get into the dance, the rhythm, and the participation.
I was talking to you before the show. You said you've been in the Boston area before. You played at Passim. So I take it you've played elsewhere in America. Do American audiences respond the same way that Italian audiences do, for example?
Yes, they have a great response, actually. Each time we come here, the welcome is amazing. So we always want to come back very soon.
that's great. Well, listen, I want to, there's actually more that I'd like to ask you, but I think it's all about the music. So we've got a couple of minutes to go. I'd love you to play us out on something, and then I'd just say goodbye to you and tell our listeners that Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino is performing tonight at Johnny D's in Somerville at 7:30. You can see a video of them performing, find a lot more information about them at radioboston.org. And Mauro, tell us what you're going to play us out on.
The next song is called Itela, and it is in a Greek or Grecanico language, a dialect that we used to speak in the core of Salento.
All right.
Θέλα να σου πω και μα παστέει να πάει να πει της μάνας σου να ζαρμάζει. Άρτε είσαι και τσάσε σε κομμετέει γένε σε μάλισε με corazi e la naso po c'è naso dizzo tardari po vasto mesa soppetto.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Ciao tutti, I'm Megan Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
να παστέει, να πάει να πίνει μάνα σου να.